American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. Some city schoolyard, when bullets and birth control out.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours on the 16th day of November 2004. Program airs Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., and that is Central Time. I'm going to give you news today about Fallujah, the stuff that you're not hearing on the controlled media, being reported from hospitals, from soldiers that were in battle. Civilians are in the hundreds, 800 and climbing, and resistance throughout Iraq is mounting. Oh, the shock and awe. I remember those words. The shock and awe of it all. They're just going to fold up their tent and they're going to go home. Well, if they were really serious about defeating Saddam Hussein's army, they should have done it when they were there before, when they had the soldiers on the battlefields, not in the cities, dressed as civilians. And, of course, all this talk that you're hearing about the insurgents coming into Iraq, the insurgents, folks, these are relatives of people that are living in Iraq. People of the same Islamic faith or by blood relation, they're coming to Iraqi citizens' aid in battling the occupiers. This is how they're seeing it, and that's exactly what we're doing. Make no mistake about this. We went into that country under false pretenses. We're there because of the oil. We're there for our strategic stranglehold on the Middle East, and the Islamic nations know this. They also know who is also on the hit list yet to come. Iran, Syria, and anybody else that happens to be, oh, that's right. Remember that term that they used, the roadmap to peace, according to Israel? Well, the roadmap is basically leveling the playing field, the entire playing field, and then there will be Israel and no enemies. That's their roadmap to peace. So we'll talk about that also. Amazing stuff, folks, and I cannot believe that there hasn't been a coup of some sort in Washington, D.C. over this. The people are bailing out of the Bush White House. They're trying to downplay this, and they're not doing a very good job about it. Colin Powell is on his way out, of course. Other key people are on their way out. And they're trying to make it sound like, well, this is kind of like the Reagan administration and kind of like the Nixon administration. The Nixon administration? Come on. How long did the guy last into his second term? A year? Yeah, I would say there was people bailing out of the Nixon cabinet. Ronald Reagan, his second term, the globalists made sure that their people were installed because, after all, this was a very charismatic, kind of idealist president. And, of course, they had to put their own people in there to control Ronnie Reagan. We'll start this broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, directly after this break.
Available. available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
On yesterday's program, I had Lindsey Williams on, and I was reading something. By the way, my in-house computer guy, if you're listening right now, I need you to scan this article, and this needs to be on the website, RBN website, rbnlive.com, and we'll post this under the breaking news. And history, ladies and gentlemen, of the criminals that we're facing now is as relevant today as it was yesterday, as it is going to be tomorrow. And yesterday what I was talking about was the players that have been behind this Iraqi oil connection, Afghanistan, putting in strategic bases in the Middle East. And I was talking about the different players and talking also about the energy crisis, the manufactured energy crisis, the ties with Ken Lay, the ties with Halliburton and Dick Cheney and various other companies in the Iraq war. And I guess it is a war, folks. I don't know how it could be because the United States Congress did not declare it. The only thing that they did was just give broad, sweeping, never-heard-before powers, in here in this country at least, And we do have that little flimsy thing that's been blowing around Washington, D.C. for a number of years, which nobody reads anymore, called the Constitution. But the Congress of the United States decided to give George Bush preemptive strike power anywhere on the planet for whatever reason he wants. And he lies about it, and he gets his way. You know, you know, the one thing that nobody has talked about, and this guy has made a lot of people mad. I mean, heads of government, heads of state, populations of various countries around the world. But you know what? You don't hear a whole lot about security issues about the president, do you? Saddam Hussein was hated so badly by his fellow countrymen that he used to stand in front of fully armed people with automatic machine guns. I didn't see any of his Republican Guard there. Not that they could have done anything with 200-300 people with automatic weapons anyhow. But you notice they haven't said anything about George Bush's security or safety. Maybe George isn't worried. If it were not a rigged game, if it were not a rigged game, if I was President Bush, I'd be extremely worried about my safety. Now, on the energy situation, talking about Enron and connected things, and then we'll kind of slip into Ken Lay here a little bit. I was talking about documents that were uncovered yesterday, talking about the federal regulators following a two-year staff investigation. On March 26, 2003, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, they just love their acronyms, release findings that impacted this article in the above incriminating statement sections. FERC's latest investigation was to determine whether Enron or any other of the sellers manipulated the electricity and natural gas markets in California. In the report, Price Manipulation in Western Markets, FERC made the following finding. Staff concludes that supply-demand imbalance, flawed market design, and inconsistent rules made possible significant market manipulations as delineated in final investigative report. Without underlying market dysfunction, attempts to manipulate the market would not be successful. What a lot of hooey. There's your rubber-stamp government investigative committee. Amazingly, the finding eerily echoes our unknown author's statements published in a national energy policy document, which I talked about yesterday. The question was raised, and it's even more significant now, how could the author and the editors have inserted an accurate assessment of the causes of the California energy fraud in May of 2001 without having inside knowledge and without being part of the scam? When it took the FERC 2 years of investigation to release virtually the same findings as those published in the National Energy Report, which, by the way, James Baker III personally handed George W. Bush. Enter the question, who done it? In a letter to the vice president dated January 5, 2002, Representative Henry Waxman outlined the information he gathered on how the national energy policy was written. Passages not included in the draft of the national report appear to have been added to the plan during the final revisions made under the direction of the White House. The White House energy plan was first drafted, Waxman says, by a work group composed of staff from various agencies led by the executive director, Andrew Lundquist, of Dick Cheney's staff. Each chapter, according to Waxman, was drafted by one of the particular agencies, and those copies were then circulated among the work group members. The work group then met to discuss each agency's comments before submitting the drafts to the White House. So we've got to fine-tune this, and I'm sure their lawyers were there also. Waxman wrote this, "Any further changes in the plan were made under the direction of the White House. No subsequent versions of the White House energy plan were circulated to the interagency work groups." Well, I thought they said that it was. Assuming this description of the process applied to all of the chapters of the National Report, it appears the White House had the final word and made the final insertions and changes to the report. Now, in trying to answer the question, who done it? Our people will have to look at top levels of the White House and the Bush administration and ask, who had sufficient knowledge of electricity markets in California and other states to have written the incriminating statements? By the way, this also had, and this greased the skids for Gray Davis also. Don't forget this. This had political ramifications also. That's how we got Mr. Schwarzenegger, Nazi Austrian that he is. Now, few if any names come to mind. Secretary of Energy Spencer Abraham doesn't fit the profile. He was a one-term defeated junior senator from Michigan who's mainly known for never missing a roll call vote and for his support of abolishing the same Department of Energy he now heads, or did head. Spence Abram is on his way out. Wonder what this little joy boy is going to be doing for his bread and butter for the next coming years. One could only hope. Trust me, they make enough contacts in Washington, D.C. Mr. Abraham is not going to be starving. Andrew Lundquist, however, is another cup of tea. He was formerly the chief of staff of the Senate Energy Committee, where he served brilliantly. Bush appointed him to the executive director of NEPD Group, chaired by, Dick Cheney. However, he may never have seen the final changes. Now, beyond Cheney and Lundquist, and perhaps I. Lewis Libby, Cheney's chief of staff, or perhaps Pat Wood, chairman of FERC, who may fit the profile, one runs out of names. However, another player does come to mind, who is a lone outsider who insinuated himself into the position of power in Bush's White House. He is one man who by far is the most knowledgeable and capable power market man in the country. He also happened to know how the marketing system in California could be rigged. His name is Kenneth Lay, the former chairman of Enron. Folks, Lacey Peterson, murder trial, in your face every day. Martha Stewart, almost a blow-by-blow. It's the tabloids are really picking up on this one. This is great fodder for them. Oh, that's right. Robert Blake's getting ready to go to trial. And it's going to take, magically, the same amount of months, 5 months, to get a conviction to put Mr. Blake away. And by the way, on Scott Peterson, they didn't get a conviction until they changed jury foremans. 7 hours later, they had their guilty verdict. You want to talk about the judge running the show out there? I don't know if this guy's guilty or not. And it is it's not pat or set in stone, folks, that because we have a court system in this country, that the guilty people always go to jail. Sometimes the guilty go free. That's some of the inherent flaws in the system, but it's the system that protects everybody, the accuser and the accused. But that doesn't seem to be the case. But yet, we have all of this smoke and mirrors going on. How much have you heard about Ken Lay? How many times 2 months ago did you see that same 12, 15-second loop of Mr. Lay getting out of a car, smiling sheepishly at the cameras? I don't know who the woman was with him, but they played that for a day or two, and that's all you saw of Ken Lay. Ken Lay is a dynamite keg walking around. And I don't know what this guy's makeup is, but I got to tell you one thing. Either a deal has already been made and struck, and Mr. Lay is going to be able to run with his money that he stole, maybe get some fines or whatever, maybe a light jail sentence, whatever. Or if his makeup is something that they don't consider to be steady enough for their liking, something very well may happen to Mr. Lay, because Mr. Lay was one of the insiders, folks. He witnessed a company to steal thousands and thousands of the people that have paid into retirement benefits into that company and watch Mr. Lay and his cronies walk right out the back door with it. Oh, we've had a few convictions on Enron, but what of Mr. Lay? Now, indeed, Representative Henry Waxman's minority report on Enron found more instances of Ken Lay's input transferred into recommendations to the president than any other portion of the national report. However, the recommendations don't show the style and form of the contributing writer. In comparison, of the two-page memo we know that Lay submitted to Cheney, the passages attributed to the unknown author reveal similarities of the vocabulary, including the identical use of words, a similar style of writing, and a correspondence of ideas expressed. It is almost impossible, ladies and gentlemen, to write anything of any length, to disguise it, syntax, sentence structure, wording, terminology, whatever. It's like, it's almost impossible for one person to write two different essays, theses, whatever you want to say, and disguise it. A lot of college kids were caught for plagiarism because they weren't creative enough to take something and reword it in their own words, and that's how they got busted for plagiarizing somebody else's material. But apparently, the same thing has happened here. I'll continue with this on the other side, and then we will talk to Ched Trakilis, and I want to get into domestic terrorism, new trouble at home. Jack talked about this, but I want to talk more about it. They're telling them that they got to go after the black helicopter people here in America. There are terrorists, folks, as we already knew.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Essential oils are one of the great untapped resources of the world. These God-given concentrated essences are gently steamed from various flowers, fruits, trees, and plants, and they have been used for centuries as ancient medicine. Essential oils are so sweet-smelling, many people believe their value to be of charm and fragrance. But this is a mistake. Modern scientific research has proven the molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. They are soothing, relaxing, medicinal, and cleansing to the air, and flavorful in food or drinks. Find out more about this ancient medicine by calling toll-free at 1-800-993-OILS. That's 1-800-993-OILS. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org and rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade-A essential oils.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
By the way, if you want to read this, this entire article, I didn't want to split this up over 2 days. Catherine Eureka, this is on the website. Just go to Breaking News. It's a top story. Thank you for putting it up there, Danny. And this will give you the complete news article. And I would suggest you read this thing. You know, we had people bilked out of tons and tons and tons of money. And again, at the hands of one of the other corporate criminal types of the arch criminal cabal out there, Ken Lay, of course, with Dick Cheney and George Bush in the background. Now, in a comparison, talking about the two-page memo, it appears that Ken Lay may have written more than the more of the national report than was previously suspected. So what about Dick Cheney as a suspect? Now, although Mary Matlin, you know who that creature is. Remember Spinner on Paddlefoot? Remember how the heads would stay still and the lips would just move? That's Mary Matlin, if you've ever seen her. Who was then serving as the advisor to the vice president, told a San Francisco Chronicle reporter that Cheney's energy plan, including input from many sources, just because, and I'm quoting, some of the things are included in the plan doesn't mean they were there from the talks between Cheney and Lay. However, Mary Matlin may not have known what we know now. She apparently did not know that Kenley wrote his memo down on paper and submitted it to the vice president. In fact, there may have been more than one memo submitted to by Lay to Cheney, which might explain why the vice president went to such extremes to keep Congress from viewing those documents. It's shocking to realize that at the same time the author's incriminating admissions were being submitted to Dick Cheney, then read, edited, and approved for publication by the White House, the fraudulent acts they referenced were being executed. The fact may have serious criminal justice implications for the White House, for in the spring of 2001, California was reeling from rolling blackouts and brownouts, and the price of electricity was breaking through the sky like a contrail from a speeding jet. It may be a time to paraphrase Senator Howard Baker's famous questions during the Watergate hearings. What did the president and vice president know, and when did they know it? At the very least, Congress and the people of this country need to know who wrote the incriminating passages and who read them. Now, the New American Century Projects, these are our PNAC pals. You know, folks, Democrats have been hijacked by communists. The conservative Republicans have been hijacked by the Project for a New American Century. It's no surprise that Condi Rice is sliding from her old spot of secretary. Oh, that's right. She's going into the Secretary of State, Colin Powell's slot. Is that any indication of what we're to be looking at here in the future? I would say that would be a resounding yeah. More turmoil in the Middle East coming at you, folks. Why, this sawed-off son of a ex-president remains in the White House with free rein to do what he wants to do for the next 4 years. We are living in dangerous times with men that are dangerous, not only to the peace and sanctity and security of this country, but the peoples around the planet. Just ask the Iraqis with their shock and awe program that went somewhat awry, and now we're just staging full military operations on people that are living in the city of Fallujah. And don't worry, there's going to be casualties. There'll be collateral damage. Yeah, one operation killed 800 of them. But that's okay, because, see, we're liberators over there, folks. We're giving them democracy. No, I'll tell you what we're giving them. We're giving them the IMF, and we're taking their oil. That's what we're doing. And we're working on the enemy hit list for, oh, that's right, the secular little militaristic state called Israel, the Zionist state. Feeling comfortable yet? You know, I hear this talk about a peace accord between the Palestinians and the Israelis. You want peace between these two countries? Well, you can take the diplomatic or policy approach with Israel. Tell them, okay, guys, you want to keep playing this game? You get no more money from the United States. We're cutting off billions of dollars of aid, direct aid to you, starting as of now. And we'll resume those payments to you. Not that I ever would if I were president, but of course I'm not president. But I would make a start there. Say, funds are cut off until you pull out of Palestine, period. No encampments, no settlements. You get your people out of there. The people that want to stay there, that want to live in harmony and peace with the Palestinians, they're welcome to stay, but you pull your IDF forces, your IDF people out of there. Pull them out. Otherwise, not one more penny for you. See what a difference that would make. Maybe they'll start a contribution campaign for all of their brethren around the world. I doubt very much they can come up with $3 billion every year, but that would be an incentive to stop killing Palestinians. I'm going to get into the domestic terrorism, new trouble at home. The nation's attention has been focused on possible threats from Islamic terrorists, but homegrown terrorists, homegrown, mind you, have been steadily plotting and carrying out attacks and unrelated incidents across the nation, according to federal authorities and two organizations that monitor hate groups. Oh, let me guess, without even reading the article, one is Southern Perversion Law, and the other is the Anti-Defamation League, or as I call it, the American Defamation League. What do you want to make a bet? I haven't read the story yet. We'll see. We'll take a break here, come back, spend a few minutes with Ted Trakilis. We'll do that right after this. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
By the way, quick note here before I talk to Ted Trakilis. I knew this was coming. A Senate panel of our learned elder statesmen in Washington, D.C. concluded that Saddam Hussein built $21 billion plus out of the, what did they call that, the oil for food program, thus absolving Kofi Annan and his band of crooks at the United Nations. I was waiting for this to happen. I just didn't think it would happen this quickly. I have online with me from Aaron Aqua Corporation, Ted Trakilis. Ted, are you with me?
Yeah, John, how you doing?
Well, it's been... what, forever since you've been on this program?
Well, we've been extremely busy, and I apologize for not being on earlier, but I've been traveling and doing some great things with our product, and we're having another banner year, so, I mean, we must be doing something right.
Well, you're cleaning up the mess. I just wish you would invent an aeronizer that we could, one big enough, we could go in and sanitize Washington, D.C.
I think you're dreaming. I don't think I can.
Well,
could
it kills bacteria and viruses, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, but those guys in Washington are immune to that stuff.
That's right. They got their Cipro and whatever else. And, yeah. What you've got some exciting new stuff that you've been working on.
Yes, we've been doing some remarkable things with both air and water, and we're expanding our water business now to the point where we've developed a machine that you can put onto your swimming pool, and you never have to put chemicals or chlorine in the water again.
Oh, you fitness freaks out there, you people that are lucky enough to have your own pools, did you hear what this man just said? Because the one thing that I detest, and I don't care if it's a semi-private or open to the public club or the public swimming pool or your neighbor's pool, if you're lucky enough to have a pool of your own, what is the one complaint, Ted, that people have about swimming pools?
Oh, chlorine. That's horrible. It burns your eyes. It makes you smell. It's also a carcinogen, and it's not really a purifier, John. It's a disinfectant. I mean, you know, even in our water systems, chloramines, that you, when you drink chlorinated water, in 1990, the American Medical Association produced in JAMA, the Journal for American Medical Association, an article stating that 28% of the cancer of the colon and 18% of the cancer of the bladder was caused by Americans drinking chlorinated water. And I mean, that hasn't changed any. I'm just saying, you know, we're still drinking chlorinated water. And it wasn't until 1984 when they had the Olympic out in Los Angeles that the West Germans refused to swim in a chlorinated pool, that they actually went to ozonated water. Now, ozonated water is good, but aronized water is much better. We're doing some remarkable things here in our own laboratory. We spent money developing our own laboratory so we could actually test the effects of aronized water on fish. So that's one of the things we've been doing, and the remark, the little AJ1 that we've been selling now is turning out to be one of the best air water purifiers in the country. It raises the pH of the water, it removes chloramines, it removes nitrates, nitrites, it removes ammonia, it removes hydrogen sulfide, and now we've taken this one step further and have come up with a much bigger unit so that we can now do large swimming pools and introduce it into the laundry business so you don't have to use hot water or bleach in order to clean your clothes.
Well, and the detergent companies have been fooling around for years with suffocants and detergent-based products, and it can only get so good. And, you know, the problem is with people's waters. Down here in Texas, if you don't have a water softener, you can't water your grass with it because the salt will kill the grass. Mm-hmm. But you can take a shower with it, and you can wash your clothes with it. And if you don't have that, well, I mean, it's extremely hard water. And, well, you can go out and buy the expensive box of water conditioner to put in there with your laundry soap, or you can just simply use aronized water. Now, that helps with the cleaning process to the point that you, what, how much detergent do you have to use along with the aronized water?
Well, actually, you're using half the detergent. You're using half what you normally would use, and whatever detergent you are using, you would be removing the phosphates from the water as you would use the aronized water, and it would actually make the makes the soap slippier, wetter, you might say. And
so
that's what removes the dirt. It's making the water wetter.
Now, I don't know, Ted, I'm not a rocket scientist here. How do you make water wetter?
Well, water, like you said, has hardness. It has calcium in it. It has iron in it. It has chemicals which are dissolved in it, and the soap does not actually get into the clothing because these hard chemicals prevent the water from actually softening the cloth or the fabrics.
Ah.
And if you actually look at soap, people see the suds on their top of their washer, and they think that's what's cleaning the clothes, and that's not true. The suds is a psychological additive that they add to make people think that their clothes are getting cleaner because of the suds.
And I'll tell you what, Ted, anybody that's been dumb enough, and I think everybody's tried this in an automatic washer, when they run out of soap detergent for the washer, what they'll invariably do is, I'll just take a little dish soap. Well, the same principle applies. You know, anytime you see one of these dishwashing, and I don't know who washes dishes by hand hardly anymore, but, oh, look at the suds after, you know, three sinks full of dishes. You know, as you said, it's psychological.
Mm-hmm.
They do something else with their laundry, too, which makes your clothes feel softer. They'll throw, they'll either in the rinse cycle, they'll put a fabric softener in there, which is real greasy feeling, or they'll take some kind of dryer, little towel softener, and throw it in a dryer. That basically seals up the fibers of your clothing. Now you're going to take that clothing, get it all grimy and dirty on top of that, throw it in your washer, and then you're going to try to clean it. Good luck.
It's harder to clean.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So that's fascinating. When's something like it going to be ready, and what do you think?
Well, we're going to start selling it as of the first of the year. our company has been doing testing here at the factory. We've actually set up our own little water purification plant here to test the effectiveness of our units against ozone systems. And we're knocking ozone systems, we're knocking them down dead. We have a much more effective system, a more inexpensive system, a less problematical system, and it's going to have a lot of safeguards in it. And hopefully, when we introduce this into the swimming pool market, we're going to have two models, one in which you can control the output manually so that you can make the water anywhere from 7.9 all the way up to 8.4 as far as the pH is concerned. Or you can have it done automatically. We're now investigating a device that will automatically monitor, and you can set the monitor as to how high you want the pH to be in your water, and when it gets to that point, it'll turn the unit off. Even though the pump and the filter's working, the unit will not continue to contribute to the water, and you can actually set it. You never have to touch it. You just let the unit run and run and run. We're giving a 2-year unconditional warranty on all of the parts. We're sending a repair kit, which we don't think you'll ever have to use, but in case you do, we're sending a repair kit that will allow you to repair it in a matter of minutes and return the unit to us, the damaged part. You'll have, even if one of the parts expired while you were running it, the unit would continue to purify the water beyond its necessary level of what we call ORP. ORP is oxidation reduction potential. You're going to hear a lot of that in the next coming, I'm going to say next 2-3 years. People are going to try to raise the ORP of water because that's really what kills the bacteria. A test was done that a 650 ORP is enough to kill 95% of all the bacteria and fungi in water. Well, our units can get up to as high as 850 ORP. So that means you can regulate the ORP in the water anywhere from 650 all the way up to 850, and by putting too much ORP in there, it's not going to hurt the individual. They can actually drink the water while they're swimming. That's how effective this is. So I don't know too many people who like to drink chlorinated swimming pool water, but imagine swimming in water where there is no chlorine, where there are no chemicals, and just bathing in oxygen-rich water.
Well, in the near future, if things really go sideways in this country, Ted, I'm imagining people can take their swimming pools, aeronize the water, and grow their own fish in there.
Well, you know, we did that. We took three aquariums here. We have one that was attached to a regular aquarium bubbler, and we have two that were attached to our aeronizers, AJ1s, and we put the same amount of fish in the same size goldfish and blackmores in each of those tanks. And in 12 weeks, the one in the regular oxygenated tank that's a regular aquarium bubbler with no aeronizer, the fish went from 5 grams to an average of 11 grams per fish. In the aquariums where we put the aeronizer AJ1, they went from 5 grams to 30 grams in the same period of time. Then we waited another 10 weeks, and the fish that were 11 grams went to an average of about 18 grams. They were lethargic. The water was a little murky looking. They weren't moving too well through it. But it was oxygenated by an aquarium bubbler. The other fish went from 30 grams to 60 grams, and one of them actually hit 90 grams.
90 grams.
90 gram
that's
fish.
That's better than 3 pounds.
No, three ounces. 3 ounces.
Oh, okay. Oh, sure.
Now, that 90-gram fish was so big, he was picking on all the other little fish. We called him Bluto. He was a big black moor. And he was just the bully of the whole tank. I mean, he was just, and these fish, you look at them, they're clean and they're healthy. And that's what's happening with human beings. Now, we like to show this as an example because when we go to the air purifiers that we make, the aeronizer, if you're breathing clean air, then your cells in your body are getting more oxygen into the bloodstream than if you were breathing air that had ammonia in it, that had hydrogen sulfide gas in it, that had hydrocarbons from automobiles, that had nitrous acid created from oxides of nitrogen. So those cells are starving for oxygen, and yet we're putting in clean air, and then those cells take the oxygen and they metabolize it with the sugar in the blood so that when you give out CO2, you're actually oxidizing the sugar in your system. And it makes you grow, and it makes you utilize your food better. And that's what happened with those fish, and it's a perfect example of where one is in a polluted atmosphere without our aeronizer, and where where one is in an atmosphere of Aaron, because fish, water to them is just like air to us.
Well, and I brought up this point to you when you were setting this up, and I said, Ted, I said, do you realize that there's a nitrate and nitrite balance that has to go on in a tank to cyclically break down compounds and this, that, and the other? And you said, yeah, I'm aware of that, and we're going to test this out with our aeronizer. Well, you didn't upset the friendly bacteria balance in that tank.
No, matter of fact, the good bacteria is aerobic. It loves oxygen. And the bad bacteria is anaerobic. It does not like oxygen. And those are the bacteria that usually attack fish and cause them to get either sick or die. Matter of fact, we had a case here, they call it the China disease, and we had one case of what they call tail rot, where the actual tail of the fish was being eaten by bacteria, and it had destroyed the tail of the fish and was already working on the body. We put it into a tank by itself, started aeronizing the water, and 12 weeks later, that fish was normal, didn't have any bacteria, and the tail had regenerated and grew back to a beautiful orange tail on that goldfish.
Boy, something I'd like to do is start regenerating body parts. My hair, for a start, would be nice. Hey, well, Ted, the staple and the mainstay of Aaron Aqua Corporation has been your air purifiers. And when we say air purifiers, a lot of people go, oh, air cleaners, or, oh, yeah, I've seen those things before. The little units that you see on TV that are overpriced, and plus they give you a $69 value unit for your bathroom. You have to wipe the plates off, and you have to do this. Or you can get another model that's a floor model that's got this huge donut-shaped filter in it, HEPA filter. Or you can try ozone machines, which they've been around for years. Ted, I want people to understand, what is the difference between an aeronizer and an ozone machine?
Well, first of all, an ozone machine in most cases will produce small amounts of oxides and nitrogen. The larger the output of ozone, generally the more the output of oxides and nitrogen, which are poisonous. Matter of fact, we have an article that was published in 1950 that was done for the United States Navy in which they asked the Armor Research Foundation, is ozone toxic? And the answer came back from Clark Thorpe, who was the acting director of the Department of Chemistry and Chemical Engineering, that without oxides and nitrogen, you can breathe ozone in quantities as high as 50 parts per million with no toxic effect. This has never been released to the public. This was done for the United States Navy, who was considering using ozone in submarines and on battleships. Now, we were making ozone in 1920, and our units, even in 1920, did not produce oxides and nitrogen. So when my father developed the Aaron generator, which goes beyond ozone, instead of O3, we're making O4, O6, O8, O10. We do not produce oxides and nitrogen, and we've been tested 3 times with no oxides of nitrogen in our Aaron. Now, one of the things about ozone companies is that, yes, ozone is good if you can get it clean. We were an ozone company. We made a lot of money selling ozone machines. We sold General Motors. We sold Ford. They put them into their dealerships to get rid of the carbon monoxide when their mechanics used to get headaches back in the 40s and 50s. But now we've gone beyond that. Matter of fact, I'll tell you something. People are worried about ozone, and they're worried about, well, isn't Aaron an ozone-type stuff? Isn't it damaging? We just got a beautiful letter, and I want to read this to you because we just got this letter, and I'll show you the punchline at the end. It says, I wanted to write to you and let you know how satisfied we are with the aeronizers. The aeronizers worked remarkably well. We had previously purchased air cleaners from another source and used them for several years with only minimal results, and because of this, I was skeptical that any product could perform much better. I was extremely surprised because within 24 hours, the air in the morgue had improved so much that if you didn't know you were in a morgue, the smell of the air wouldn't give it away. The air quality in the cooler where often remains of 30 or more decedents are stored was also much improved. These units work and work well. Thank you for the opportunity to use them. Diane Hunter, Administrative Coroner, County of Santa Clara, Medical Examiner's Coroner in San Jose, California. Now, we just got that letter in. And now that shows you that medical doctors who are used to breathing foul air in morgues have no problem breathing air and getting rid of the odors that cause those obnoxious smells. When our sales rep told us that he had sold this office, he said, you could walk into that room and you could actually taste the odor, John. That's how bad it was. You know, it leaves a foul presence in your mouth just by being in that morgue.
Now that's
called malodor. It's just a horrible odor.
Yeah, it's they use all kinds of chemicals to preserve bodies. And
oh. They were happy with it. And matter of fact, we're now getting a lot of inquiries in from morgues from all over the country, and our people are calling on them. And we know we've been selling funeral homes, and we've sold funeral parlors, our equipment to get rid of the ethylene that comes off of those flowers. You walk into a funeral, and the funeral has a lot of flowers in there because people are sending flowers. And in my opinion, it's a little late to send flowers when somebody's dead. I like to send flowers when they're alive. But anyway,
my mother used to say, send them to me while I'm alive, not when I'm dead. I won't be able to appreciate them.
And anyway, but the odors are enough to gag you, and we get rid of that ethylene gas because when flowers and fruit ripen, you give off ethylene gas, and it's a very syrupy, sickening smell.
Is that what that was? You'd walk, and it's unmistakable. I mean, if you were blindfolded and you led somebody into a room, yeah, it's unmistakable.
Mm-hmm. That's what that is. That's ethylene. Now, we get rid of ethylene gas, and because our air purifiers are so effective, we can actually control the ripening of fruit in walk-in coolers.
Hmm. Tell you what, we got to take this break here. We'll come back. Ted Trakilis is the guest today, talking about aeronizers. We'll get into specifically about air purification for your home, and then we'll give you a little clue here, some specials we have. And Sandra, why did you hand me this number? The 877-605-9200, that's the number that they have to call for the aeronizer. Oh, I get it. We'll get this straight as soon as we return.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to bodymindconnect.com or call 1-800-396-5292. Again, 1-800-396-5292.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
We're back. Let me see. Ted, I've got to raise $21,000 between now and the end of the month. How many Aaronizers is that?
Wow. A lot.
Well, folks, all the product sales of this network go directly for the benefit of this network. It's not, and I know of some people out there, and I will not mention any names because I'm not that kind of guy, that are selling a lot of products under the guise of helping the cause. Well, the cause is here because we need the money for the operation of this network. We do this, and all the product sales go right into the network. So we're going to give you a couple of specials today. But first, I'll tell you what, Ted, what I want to do here. Now, you started off with air purification, and I don't know how many people, you know, folks, we're going to clean up your life. We're going to clean up your environment. If you've got allergies, you've got lung problems, I mean, there's a myriad of lung problems out there, and they're not getting any better. They're being exacerbated, I should say, by many different things in our environment. Hint, hint. But folks out there are suffering, Ted, from bronchitis, upper respiratory infections, allergies, molds. I mean, you name it. I mean, it's just incredible. Make you a deal, folks. I'll clean up your environment. I'll help improve your health, and we'll keep feeding your mind. How's that? What a deal, huh, Ted?
That's a fantastic. As a matter of fact, I like it already. You know, John, I'll tell you something. People are worried about these things with the flu shots. And one of our most popular units, it started last year when they had a flu shot shortage last year, and it's been spiraling right through. We shipped a lot of air purifiers to the Florida hurricane area. I don't like to make money off of people's misfortunes, but the one thing I do feel good about is the fact that we did give a lot of emphasis and a lot of preferential treatment to the people that were in Florida that had hurricanes because of the mold and the mildew problems that they had down there.
Oh, it's just
a
nasty.
Lot of our people went down there from Ohio to work with the people and with FEMA in order to get them their personal belongings and the clothing and stuff that would have been normally destroyed with this, because we do get rid of the mildew, we do get rid of the mold, we do kill Staphylococcus and Streptococcus, but more than that, we kill viruses. Now, in 1956, at the International Ozone Conference in Chicago, a report was given out to all the people who attended, and it read like the who's who of industry and the military. And one of those reports was done by the Army Research Foundation, in which they tested ozone against the following bacteria and viruses. They tested it against Bacillus Vaerniger, Bacillus anthracis spores, which is anthrax, the influenza virus, T3 E. coli, and botulism. And in 5 minutes, 100 parts per million destroyed 99.9% of them, and in 90 minutes they had total sterility. Now, when we got that report from the Freedom of Information Act from the Chemical Corps, we found on the cover of that report the seal of the Department of Defense, and we opened it up to the Chemical Corps page. Right underneath it was done for the Biological Warfare Laboratory. So we know that the government knows that ozone was killing those bacteria. Now, the SS-8 has become our most popular unit.
Hold that thought, because I want to carry over for, I don't want to rush you here at the end of this. Folks, we've got two specials on right now in case we lose you in the frequency change to 9985. You need to call 877-605-9200. The SS-8, normally $550, is on special for $440. Give yourself a good Christmas present, folks. Or the SS-4, normally $330, $264. But you got to call 877-605-9200. We'll clean up your environment. We'll improve your health while we're also improving your mind. Oh, what a deal. We'll take the break here. Come back on the other side for a few minutes here with Ted Trakilis from the Aaron Aqua Corporation. And we'll do that right after this top-of-the-hour break and the frequency change for your international shortwave listeners, 9985. We'll be right back.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.